Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you'll probably like The Florida Project. My name is Will. Across from me is Jason.
Hello.
And next to him is Michael.
Hello.
If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, get some cool real-world stuff, and even chat with us when you're bored at work, become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/TFPpodcast. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney-related. If you're a fan of the nonsense parts of the Florida Project, you'll love TFP Extra. In addition to TFP Extra, our Patreon saints get access to our ongoing Disney Classic series where we discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. We just released our latest episode all about the Rescuers Down Under.
We did.
We sure did. It was fun. Michael and I had a great a duo on that one. Jason couldn't join us.
Yeah.
Nope.
But he did watch the movie.
I did.
And we never got your opinion on it. Maybe we should talk about that on TFP Extra today.
Extra!
Patrons who contribute just $5 get the additional shows and an invite to the TFP Slack channel. There you can chat with us, participate in watch-alongs, and engage in fun, freewheeling discussions. It's like a non-stop episode of TFP Extra.
Extra.
It's a lot of extras going on
that
this
is.
Time. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so go sign up at patreon.com/TFPpodcast today, like right now. Like, stop listening to me and just go. So I don't, because, you know, you don't want to get confused while I'm talking.
No, you can multitask
mess up
on
the
your
URL.
Phone.
I don't want them to mess up this URL.
All right.
Patreon.com/TFP podcast. And there you can get more of the Florida Project. In today's episodes, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news. I will take us on a trip down Main Tweet USA. And then we'll each discuss Disney characters that we feel are missing or underrepresented at Walt Disney World. All of that and more is coming up in this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small,
small topics. All right, Disney Cruise Line released a preview of the design of the new Disney Wish today. When we're allowed to travel again, where will you set sail to first?
Is this somewhere it already goes?
No, and it really doesn't have to be on the ocean either.
Cool.
What?
Where do you want to go?
Oh, it's not specifically on the Disney Wish?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go on a cruise, then sure.
Okay.
London.
Yeah?
We could sail there, right? It'd take a long time.
Yeah. They do transatlantics.
I want one of those traditional English breakfasts.
Yeah.
We talked about that pre-show, and I'm serious about it.
Yep. I'll make one. I'll make one for dinner before the podcast one time.
Maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe next week. I'll go to that fish and chip shop.
That Alex talks about?
Yep.
They get that traditional...
I noticed in the Slack a little bit earlier, she invited you to the fish and chip shop.
She sure did.
And she's always up here. We're maybe 15 minutes away.
They were up there tonight.
She has our phone number, knows that I want to go... Still haven't gotten a call.
Nothing. Michael had to go forage for our food tonight.
I'm making the Kermit the Frog tea meme.
But you're drinking coffee.
Pretend it's tea and I'm a frog. And this is a meme.
Anyway, I want to go to London. But I've always wanted to go to London. So that's my answer.
Yeah.
You should take a Disney cruise to London.
I will. Not. I'll take a plane. British Airways. That'd be nice. Or Delta, I guess.
Delta. Air France.
Or a Delta podcast, Will.
I forgot. Although I think the last time I flew was on JetBlue.
Well, you're the reason we have a pandemic.
I don't think that's true.
All right, Michael?
I'm no scientist.
I would like to go to Alaska again on a Disney cruise.
Yeah, I would too. That was a lovely trip.
I mean, that probably won't be our next cruise or whatever, just because we did it, but I would love to do that again.
Yeah. I'm with Will, except for I'm going to expand more, and I'd like to do an Ireland, England, France.
The British Isles?
Yeah. Plus France.
Oh, yeah. Great Britain plus France?
Yep.
The United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Plus Ireland.
Plus France.
No, Ireland's part of the United. Well, no, Northern Ireland.
Yeah. Ireland proper.
Yeah. I haven't been to Northern Ireland. All right. Small topic number two. If the genie were to grant you one wish, see what I'm doing a theme here.
I don't get it.
But it has to be about Disney World. What would your wish be?
I'm torn.
Yeah?
Because my wish would be super selfish.
That's fine.
And I don't want to take Disney World away from other people. Okay. But my wish would be that every time I went, there was hardly anyone there.
Oh, well, that's good.
Guest-wise. But I don't want to keep people from going just so I can have a pretty empty park.
Well, it could be like that muggle repelling charm where when you're there, people are just like, oh, I forgot that I need to reschedule my trip for next week.
Or you're at Magic Kingdom and everybody else, you know what? Today's a good Epcot day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be alone there either, because then it's creepy and weird.
No, I want like 10% capacity, maybe 5 to 10%.
Like after you walk in, they just close the we're closed for capacity.
No, they're open. It's just nobody comes. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
But everything would be running, all the shows, parades, all the cast members. I don't know. I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's not
what I thought you would wish for.
Did you think I was going to wish for Horizons?
I thought you'd wish for old Epcot back.
Oh. No, I'm excited about the future.
Good for you.
That's what Epcot has taught me.
Even those Moana water fountains.
Well.
Yeah. Remy, that Guardians coaster. Like, if you want old Epcot back, to replace what new Epcot is going to be, not current Epcot, but what new
current Epcot has some issues.
Then
it's getting better.
Those walls are nice. They're very well themed.
And you can watch a video.
Every time you go, there's something new there. That's what's exciting while they're working on it.
Well,
there's fountains and lights and music and colors and
I saw all
logos.
That.
There's probably like new boards and hammers and nails and stuff too.
Nah.
Every time.
I installed a new beam at Mouse Gear.
A new beam, Will.
See, news is one thing. That's obsession. A beam. I'm ready.
Okay.
And I don't want to step on anything for the later topic, but let's just get this Marvel thing figured out. I want a Marvel Fifth Gate or Marvel all over the
park. You stole my...
I know.
That's
you
my
can,
thing
You
later.
Can delve into it later, but that's my wish. Just Rude. Figure this... Hey, you couldn't even do yours without this wish, so how about that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, your wish is to resolve the contract issue?
Yes, that's what I want.
All right.
Get all this contract stuff figured out and just figure it out. I don't care. Just somebody write a check.
Yep. I'd wish for 70 and 40% humidity. I think that's good.
70 degrees?
70 degrees and 40% humidity.
What about the dew point?
And a nice breeze. You want a dew point around, I think you want a dew point around 50 to 60. That's a good dew point. And a nice breeze. Like just year round, sunny, but not no clouds, some clouds, so you get some shade every once in a while. That's what I want. Perfect weather. I want Disneyland weather at Disney World. Mm.
It was cold last time I was there.
At Disney World?
Land.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
that would be 50 nice.
50 degrees.
Yeah, I like it cold.
Yeah, I like a cold day at Disney World.
Not on Splash Mountain.
Well, you don't ride Splash Mountain.
I did,
that day.
Though. Because I'd never been on it.
Well,
there.
It's Disneyland. It's
a flume ride. Totally different, guys.
Now it's a flume type attraction.
Totally different.
Totally different. All right. When would be the most inappropriate but not dark time or event to end with a sudden explosive rendition of the Wishes Fireworks Spectacular?
Spectacular! Spectacular!
Wishes! Inappropriate's hard to come up. Like, I don't... That seems more difficult to come up with.
Or funniest.
My initial one was right after they extract a wisdom tooth. Like, what is happening? Because you're still awake. Like, huh?
That's a good one.
Wakes you up from the twilight.
I was thinking every time you pass gas, that's what you would hear.
A full 15-minute fireworks show?
We're going to be here all day.
No, just the wishes part.
Oh, I got another one. Right after you file your taxes.
I was thinking after you get a fussy child down to sleep, finally, like you've been really trying all night. Or another good one is when the judge does the gavel at a divorce hearing.
Mm.
I pronounce you divorced.
You know what would be and a good wishes. One? Like, this is not inappropriate or even funny. It would be great. Like, every Friday, the last thing I do is send in my status report for the week. Send wishes.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Or thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon. And then it just plays here.
See, I feel like a lot of these happily ever after would work better.
Yeah, but the name of the show works better in the theme of the small talk.
We don't have all that money for projections everywhere, Michael. We can't map everything.
That's true.
I like my fireworks shows to have fireworks in them.
Tell that to Magellan. Didn't he map something?
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
Cartography jokes. That's what you're getting today.
Or was it Vespucci?
It's Vespucci.
Vespucci.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Amerigo Vespucci.
He went around the tip of the Americas, right?
Just the tip. Wishes. And that's it for small topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some wishful small topics. News.
Are you going to talk about the beam?
No. Here are four news items to discuss this week about Walt Disney World, non-beam related.
See, I would have loved it if
there's
you
a bonus
did,
fifth one with the beam.
If you had said four, we were only going to have three. But breaking news, I'm going to tell you all about this beam at Mouse Gear.
What kind is it, like a wrapped beam or is it a steel beam?
Yeah, Michael, tell us more about this beam.
I just saw a picture. I think it was WW Magic or someone. There's a steel beam they're putting in place at the previous location of Mouse Gear. That's all.
So you didn't get any news from today if that was like the big news story.
No, that was not the big news story. Speaking of news, number one, live entertainment returns to Disney's Animal Kingdom. So we mentioned a few months ago that Disney had announced that live entertainment was to return to Walt Disney World this summer, starting with the Festival of the Lion King. And now the Walt Disney World president has announced that this will indeed happen in mid-May, though a specific date has yet to be announced. A celebration of Festival of the Lion King rehearsals are currently underway, and cast members are training to operate the theater under the new COVID-19 restrictions. Expect to see significantly reduced capacity, along with physical distancing between rows and groups, and the name has been slightly changed to indicate that the show itself will be a bit shorter, as well as have other modifications to assist with performer and guest safety.
I wonder if those tumble monkeys are going to have a little COVID-15. It's there. Little outfits, their stomachs.
Yeah, I was trying to think about like what they would have to change, like as far as like the show to make it more COVID friendly. Maybe less people or less performers at one time. I don't know.
They probably won't go up into the crowd or bring people on stage.
I would love that.
Yeah,
I bet they'll try to have less COVID. That'll be one of the things.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But this is exciting. This is again, Walt Disney World seems to be trickling out the thing is to get back to somewhat normal times.
Yep.
So that's nice. Number two, Disney Cruise Line to host virtual presentation to unveil the Disney Wish. A new section has been added to Disney Parks blog for the newest Disney Cruise Line ship, the Disney Wish, scheduled to hit the seas in the summer of 2022. Quote, "The Everything Disney Wish section is where you can find all things related to the new ship, from breathtaking videos and images to behind-the-scenes peeks from our Disney Cruise Line authors and more. The site just launched, but it's already filling with great stuff, including a glimpse at the latest milestone, a special video look at the Disney Wish, and other stories we think you'll enjoy. You can also find the latest information on our upcoming can't-miss 30-minute virtual presentation, Once Upon a Disney Wish. The event, which is set for Thursday, April 29th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, will give you a glimpse at more of the magic that awaits from Walt Disney Imagineers and the creative team bringing the Disney Wish to life," end quote.
I'm excited about that. I didn't know. I watched the video that they released today, I guess.
Yeah.
It had like it was a projection mapped version of the grand atrium or whatever. But then they did one shot with somebody, like people in hard hats, like I guess on the gutted ship while they're, you know, putting in all the stuff. I love those kind of things.
I haven't watched the video yet, but I will, and I want to see the virtual presentation.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm very curious what the other ships will be called.
Jim.
It's Wish.
I don't think it'll be Jim.
Because it's just two, right?
If it's Jim, I'll win a lot of money.
I think it's three.
Three?
They're building three more?
Including the Wish? I thought it was three, but
I thought they just announced that one big one.
There's definitely more
than one.
There's
two big ones at least.
Mm, good.
You know what's also good? Number three, mobile order comes to more snack carts and kiosks. So mobile order has become pretty vital for the parks while Walt Disney World is running with safety precautions in place. And now they have announced that some more snack places at the Magic Kingdom now have the option for mobile order. This includes the Sunshine Tree Terrace, the Friar's Nook, and Jason's favorite, Sleepy Hollow. So now you can order that good hot dog mobily.
That's exciting. You don't have to wait in line. Because that line is long and slow and not shady.
We were there, it wasn't that long, and it went pretty fast. That's literally the only time I've been through that line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never had anything from there before.
Yeah.
Jason usually gets the ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And then regrets it.
Oh.
Yeah.
He doesn't usually say that part on the podcast.
No, I think I do.
Yeah?
It normally makes me sick. I started ordering it with the ice cream on the side.
Yeah, they give you like a gallon of ice cream stuffed between two cookies.
Two giant cookies.
Nobody requires you to eat all of it.
Yeah, but the cookies are so good.
You don't want it to go to waste either.
Right.
Number four, and this is a big one, guys. It's been a tough year, but things are finally returning to normal, especially the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. Which is scheduled to open this weekend.
Yay!
Ahead of schedule.
Wow.
The latest schedule.
Yeah.
At last, our long national nightmare is over.
This is assuming it actually opens this weekend, because by the time everyone hears this, we'll be past the weekend. So I'm going to assume that it opened and everyone's riding it and putting their hands up, but inside the vehicles. And I guess we'll find out in a couple days. So that's exciting, because it's been down for over a year.
Hands up?
Like, wee!
Oh.
Like when it goes around the corner really fast.
Like they didn't add like a stick 'em up section?
No, that would be awkward.
Reach for the sky.
The out of work.
The cowboys from Great Movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's nice that they called them back.
It is. I was hoping more for Woody in there.
Oh, yeah, near the Buzz Lightyear section.
Mm-hmm.
See, if they open this thing back up, and what if nobody's been talking about it, but like they refurbished the crap out of this thing and put like 15 show scenes in there? Spoiler, I don't think they did, but wouldn't that be nice?
This is how the internet gets upset, Will. Speculation that something's going to change, and then when it doesn't.
It was Mephisto all along.
Mephisto.
Never speculate and hope for something that's not going to happen.
It's true. But don't get mad that your speculation was wrong and it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Just remember the fun that you had speculating.
Yeah.
And remember the magic.
And that is it for small topics. I mean,
nope.
And that is it for news.
That was some good news, Michael.
But seriously, guys, small topics is super over.
It's been over. It's so over.
Don't even try to chit chat.
Tweet.
All right, this week on Main Tweet USA, we're going to talk about a pretty interesting corporate deal. Get ready, guys.
Ooh.
We're going to get into the weeds now. But
are you going to speak in legalese?
Yes. This one's between Disney and Sony that will allow more Spider-Man titles to swing onto Disney platforms. Am I right, guys?
Yay!
I don't know. No, it's actually not that interesting.
Yeah.
But it's pretty intriguing for the future, honestly. So Disney and Sony Pictures have signed a multi-year content licensing agreement that will bring new Sony theatrical releases, starting with its 2022 films, to Disney-owned platforms. The deal also gives Disney the rights to many of Sony's older films, including Spider-Man titles, which, quite frankly, that's what they really want.
Yeah.
Meaning that movies starring the Web Slinger, which are notably absent from the Disney Plus collection of Marvel films, could eventually make their way to the streaming service. Sony's theatrical releases from 2022 through 2026 are included in the deal, and Disney will get access to them following their pay one TV window. See, now we're getting into it, Michael.
Mm-hmm. I have my Universal Translator on.
So what's that mean? Is that like HBO?
I will explain it.
Oh, okay.
Starting in 2022, that
we'll
window...
We'll explain it.
I am doing it as we speak, as I speak. This follows a film's theatrical and home video run. Will be the first... after that will be go to Netflix, the first rights, right? Thanks to a deal announced earlier this month. That means new Sony films will hit theaters first, then paid rentals and purchases, then Netflix, and then finally head over to Disney platforms, possibly including Disney Plus. Because they didn't say
like
specifically.
The possibly include.
Yeah. Because they didn't say, but they own everything else. Yeah.
Well, so they'll probably put, I would imagine they'll put the Spider-Man movies on Disney Plus, and then everything else
but
is
like
on
Alien's
Hulu.
Gonna go on Hulu. Yeah. You know? If there was a new Alien movie coming out. Are they doing another Alien movie?
I don't know, but that's not Sony.
Yeah, it's been a while. They should do another one.
I'm sure they are.
Okay, good. So even though Disney and Sony film...
Can I interrupt?
Please.
Another inappropriate time for wishes is when the chestburster comes out.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Even though Disney and Sony's deal means that Disney won't have new Spider-Man films right after their theatrical runs, the company will get to include them in its streaming catalog over the long term, something that Disney arguably values more. Giving people access to yet another set of movies and its ever-growing collection of Marvel properties could give people more reason to subscribe to Disney+. The company continues to connect the many Marvel films and shows to each other, so you'll always want to watch the next MCU thing, and it's continuing to invest heavily in the MCU, counting big names for future series to give you even more reasons to keep your subscription. If Spider-Man films do make their way to Disney+, that won't make Disney's Infinity Gauntlet of films complete, however. 2008's The Incredible Hulk, this one starring Edward Norton, would still not be available on the service unless Disney strikes some sort of deal with Universal. Other Sony Pictures properties such as Jumanji and Hotel Transylvania are also included in the deal, according to a press release. Disney's Hulu also have access to a significant number of library titles as soon as this June, according to the release.
They will have access to them.
Yes. No, thank you.
They should release the Mark Ruffalo cut of The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, that would be so good.
Just like CGI Mark Ruffalo.
Why not? I'm on board with that.
I mean, keep the other one, but when you're watching it in chronological order, you see the Mark Ruffalo cut.
In fact, that is now in my expectations, and when it doesn't happen, I'll be very upset about it.
Do you think they use a blue screen instead of a green screen for Hulk movies because Hulk would just blend
Thanks
into the
listening.
Green screen?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's it for Main Tweet USA.
Thanks, Will. That was a swinging time on Main Tweet USA.
Today's topic, reward if found. Disney characters missing from Walt Disney World. Good title, Michael.
Thank you. I was envisioning signs all over the Magic Kingdom for these characters.
Most wanted?
Yes.
Cool. So, this was Jason's original idea. Michael came up with the title. We have each come up with five characters that we feel are missing or underrepresented at Walt Disney World.
Point of order.
Yes.
This was all Michael.
Oh, I thought it was you.
Mm-mm.
Never mind.
No. Michael gave us the newest cache of show topics.
Mm. This Good was work, just the best one of the bunch. You guys didn't want to do best bird, best Disney bird.
I didn't see that. If I read that, I completely disregarded.
We didn't want to do it yet.
The title was Foul Fellows.
All right, so we need a topic for next week. Wait, what would you say is your favorite bird then?
I don't know, probably one of the tiki birds. Wait, save it for next week.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I like those flamingos in the safari.
Oh, yeah.
We're in season.
See, they get their color from the brine and the shrimp that they eat.
They do.
Six?
Seven.
Seven.
Oh, we've already should have had a movie.
This is when we start doing the Jump the Shark episodes.
Mm.
Best Disney shark.
All right, so we're going to talk about our five characters, and then we'll share one we think they are park or resort worthy and how we would incorporate them into Walt Disney World. Make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, Jason, you're first. Number one.
All right, my number one is Princess Kida from Atlantis, Lost Empire. She is a princess. She is actually a princess, an official, member of the monarchy. And it is time she takes her place among the pantheon of princesses. It is not her fault that her movie didn't do well enough for her to get a princess licensing deal, but she should have one, and she should be up there on all that stupid stuff. She should be able to get a bibbidi-bobbidi boutique. We should have an ornament of her. She should be officially a Disney princess. I'm tired of this princess erasure. This is a Mary Queen of Scots situation. Right? She was the one that was exiled.
She was executed.
Yeah.
After she was exiled.
Yeah. Mary Queen of Scots.
Did they execute this princess from Atlantis that nobody saw?
Might as well have. You didn't see her.
Look,
have
I've never heard this name before.
Yeah, so you haven't seen her. She's Shelley Miscavige of of Disney princess.
So you're telling me we should rent a plane and behind it around Walt Disney World, where's Princess Kida?
Where's Kida?
You should watch Atlantis. My memory of it is
good. It a Disney classic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it again. I haven't seen it since, I think it came out on DVD, so a while ago.
I haven't seen it.
That's good.
You sound emphatic about it. I'll give you that.
Think about it. So, didn't she have face paint or something?
Yes. I have no idea.
Body paint?
I think so.
I can't answer any of this.
Tattoos, maybe?
Yeah. Kids walking around with that face paint on, that would be adorable. She had weird blue eyes or something.
What about Neytiri? I mean, for the same thing. She could
Who's
be
that?
A, see? Exactly.
From Avatar.
No, she's not a Disney princess. She's
Fox.
Well, yeah.
She's foxy.
And Disney's going to have access to Sony Pictures as well.
Fox and Neytiri.
Is that the sequel?
I don't know. Avatar 2 is Foxy and Neytiri.
All right, you good, Jason?
I'm good. Okay. I'm going to spend a little while thinking of a third. We got Mary Queen of Scots, Shelley Miscavige. Who's the other one?
You keep at it.
I'm gonna be working.
While you're doing that, Michael's going to go with his first one.
All right. My first one are actually flowers. They're the flowers of Wonderland. Have you guys seen Alice in Wonderland, that not great Disney movie?
I've seen it.
The animated one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is the live action one good all of a sudden?
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. Because it does not look good, Michael. I'll tell you that right now.
I haven't seen it.
And when you're listening to that SiriusXM Disney channel, they play the score to Alice over and over and over and over.
Huh.
It was actually kind of weird. Anyway, continue.
Well, I'm going to go in a different direction. There were the Flowers of Wonderland, so they're like these flower characters that were in the movie, and they sing like a song called All in the Golden Afternoon. So I was thinking, put these at Epcot, like have a little area outside, have these animatronic flowers that they randomly sing and move and stuff, and they look like the characters from the movie. But then when the guests walk by, they could like interact with them and be like, hey, I like your shorts.
Eat them like Venus flytraps?
No, like tell jokes or comment on their hairstyles and things like that.
Now they do have I think, the rights to Little Shop of Horrors, that movie, so they could put a little Audrey 2 in there if they wanted to.
It could already be on Disney Plus for all I know.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
I was looking through Disney Plus today. Just they have a lot of random stuff on there.
But anyway,
flowers. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not enough flower characters at Disney, and you have an international festival of flower and garden festival.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
There's definitely there's an opportunity for some synergy
there is.
That we're missing out on.
Yeah.
Never enough flower characters. At Walt Disney, you could just say there aren't any flower characters.
Underrepresentation.
It is underrepresented.
Give Buzzy a break one year and make the mascot.
I'm with
the
you on that. Absolutely. One of mine was actually, I was thinking about doing Remy, but that, I imagine you will get to have something to do with Remy soon, with his attraction possibly. And he should be the mascot for Food and Wine every year. At this point.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because
I don't like that. I mean, well, I guess...
Rude.
That's his thing. He cooks.
Yes.
Yeah. Or the
Swedish chef would be good, too.
Him. Or Le Poisson chef from Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. I think he was on one of those ugly t-shirts I had on the last Wine and Dine I ran.
Huh.
Anywho. Flowers. Okay.
Flowers of Wonderland.
Did you make up that name?
No, that's what they're called.
That's what they're called. Okay. Yeah. I just haven't seen Alice in Wonderland in like 30 years.
I think they're from the book. I don't think there was a Disney creation, but the Disney ones sing and stuff, which I don't think that was.
Did they have those on that ride at Disneyland?
Probably, but I don't remember.
I don't think I finished that ride because that was the ride we got evacuated from.
Yeah, we went on it, but I don't
know. I'm not sure we ever went back because it was cold.
I like that one. It goes upstairs.
That's when we got evacuated.
Yeah. I wish that.
We were like right up there in front of the monorail, and I took some really good video for our video. You can find it on YouTube somewhere.
If you guys want to get evacuated from attractions, go to Disneyland.
I'm telling you,
it's
every time.
Awesome.
Yeah, they constantly evacuate, and then they're just like, just walk in the entrance. We don't care.
Excuse me, sir. I would just please get out of my face. Especially now. All right. So I'm next. I'm going to go with Mulan. Who is really underrepresented now that she has two movies, live action and animated. So here, I mean, this isn't going to be groundbreaking, but I want a meet and greet in the China Pavilion because, look, the China Pavilion besides the food ain't great. I'm sorry. Like, they got those terracotta warriors in there, but they're not the real ones. I've been in there. It's fine.
Yeah. And let's also not pretend that the food is great.
Oh, they got those dumplings.
Yeah.
And the spring
rolls.
But
it's mall Chinese food. It hits the spot.
I like it.
It is not great.
It also wasn't open when I was there.
Yeah, not great.
They're adding a new movie to China Pavilion, so I think it would be a good tie-in for when they add this new Mulan character.
Kick out the movie and add in Mulan.
Like the movie?
So in the mornings.
Just play Mulan the movie, and then that's where you have the meet and greet, and then people go in there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But see, unlike other meet and greets, we're going to have rotating outfits. So the animated Mulan will be, you know, have her traditional animated like outfit when she was the warrior or whatever, you know, but with Mushu.
Oh, nice.
And then at night, we'll have live action Mulan, who will be like at the end of the live action Mulan with the nice dress and everything. I think that would be lovely.
Will Mushu be like a little animatronic on her shoulder?
We have a little plush over there in the corner. Just a little Easter egg.
Available for purchase?
You know it.
Please. There'll be a whole basket of them outside. with the other Mushu just like
just
around.
Like that baby Groot that's in there. You did the baby Groot meet and greet, and then you walked out, and there literally was a basket of baby Groots you could buy.
Yep,
I bought one,
and that's mine.
Nice,
Jason. Your second one.
All right, my second one is Simba. I want a life size animatronic talking Simba. That you can go do a meet and greet with, have a little interaction, maybe in Simba's, in the Oasis. You go in the Oasis, you walk through, it's Simba at the end. Before that, you have Pumbaa and Timon, all of them, animatronics like the one from the Festival of the Lion King. And they just talk to you and, you know, say fun things and Hakuna Matata and whatnot.
I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
Animated or photoreal?
Animated. Okay.
A photoreal one looked just like a real lion.
I know. Second question.
You go on the safari.
Maybe when you're walking out, a photoreal one jumps out at you.
Second question.
Uh-huh.
Kid Simba or adult or teenage Simba, I suppose.
Adult Simba.
Okay.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas or Matthew Broderick.
Ooh, or...
Old man Simba?
Maybe you meet Simba, and then when you're in the Oasis, then you walk across a log. And on the other end of the log is adult Simba. So it's like you're in the movie.
It's like that space-time log.
Yeah.
Space-time log.
Space-time log.
When you walk across the log, you grow up really quickly.
Do people call it that?
No, but that's what happens.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was if that was a Disney thing I missed out on.
Underground
fandom space-time log.
Get with it, Will.
Sorry.
It's totally a thing, Will.
Yeah, totally.
Apologies. TikToks and whatnot.
So, Simba.
Yes, yeah, I like that.
Probably at Animal Kingdom because, you know, that's kind of his thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just add it onto the side of Festival of the Lion King.
Or there's also the Lion King part of Art of Animation Resort.
If you know.
We're not giving away meet and greets at the resort.
Oh, okay.
Especially a value
especially
resort.
Especially that resort.
Art of Animation was nice.
What?
You liked it.
I mean, they make you pay for the meet and greets at any of the meals, like at any of the resorts. So you got to pay for this.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying.
All I know is we need to stop this Kida erasure.
I don't. Where's Kida?
I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce her name, right?
I have no idea.
I mean, there's only four letters in the name. So.
Yeah.
Well, tomato, tomato. Am I right?
No, you definitely don't pronounce it like that.
Okay.
Kida or Kaida?
Sounds like we need to watch the movie.
We will.
We will eventually. All right, Michael, your second one.
All right, well, this is from another similar to Movie Atlantis, one that's oft forgotten, but very good. These are the characters from Treasure Planet. So I don't remember all their names, but you've got the obvious, like Jim Hawkins and John Silver. There was an anthropomorphic dog and cat character, but I don't remember their name. I think Martin Short was one of them. I don't remember.
Was it Kida?
No, it wasn't Kida. But they were all good characters, and Treasure Planet was such a cool concept because it was like Treasure Planet or Treasure Island, but in space. And I think they could add this to Tomorrowland.
Yeah. There's a robot too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosie.
No, that's Rosie the Riveter is what you're thinking of.
But so I was thinking like you could have the characters in Tomorrowland, but then you could have like an attraction to take the place of Stitch's Great Escape or the Monster Laugh Factory, some sort of like 4D show, because it can't be in a ride. There's really probably not enough space. But I don't know. They need to add some more like space and future stuff to Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Like have Agreed. It actually be tomorrow, not like the retro tomorrow. It just doesn't work anymore for me.
Yeah. I mean, nothing works in that space right now either. Although, actually, I think that's funny. I think it is a break room. Stitch's Great Escape, last I heard, which is funny. Again, another film I have not seen, so I really can't say.
Yeah, my memory of Treasure Planet was really good, but again, like Atlantis, it wasn't... No one saw it.
Yeah.
I want to get to some of these, again, the newer movies that I haven't seen in our Disney Classic series.
Yeah, this was a time when Disney Animation was trying... new stuff, trying to reach like a slightly older audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they weren't popular, they kind of reverted back to
Chicken Little.
Yeah, Chicken Little, Home on the Range, Brother Bear.
Yeah. They were trying to keep, I guess, the people that grew up with Disney, like that started with your Little Mermaid and your Aladdins, instead of trying to get new people like they did with, like Pixar was doing.
But it'll be interesting. I remember
then we got Chicken Little.
Yeah, that was in the part where they were doing it wrong.
It wasn't good. That's all I'm saying.
But then good stuff happened. But my memory of these were they were both good, so I think this could be a good contender to add to the
park. We'll find out.
Yep.
Well.
All right. My next one is something Jason already mentioned, but we're bringing back Star-Lord and Baby Groot. They weren't here long enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want teenage Groot, and I don't want adult Groot. Actually, you can have adult Groot walking around like the Guardians of the Galaxy like area if you want. When we can actually do that again,
yeah.
But I want baby Groot because let's be clear, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Now I wrote this down today before all these videos hit the internet that they have actually designed a baby Groot walking animatronic. Did you see that video today?
I did.
I didn't see a video. I saw the headline that they were making one.
There was a video. If you click on that headline.
Of the
walking baby Groot. And it was adorable.
Oh,
now,
cute.
Part of it was just a torso and legs, and it fell down, and then they fixed it. And then it was him dressed up like he was in Guardians 2, like with the Ravager outfit. And it was adorable. He danced a little bit. So there we go. They read my mind. I said that. I wrote that down at like 9:30 this morning. And then I saw that headline this afternoon. So somebody's listening.
Yeah, they showed this baby Groot animatronic, I think it was the same presentation they showed the real lightsaber.
Where is that video?
I want it. But the lightsaber got all the attention for obvious reasons.
Because it's a real lightsaber.
But yeah, I don't know why the baby Groot thing came out today.
It was only like a minute long or whatever, but it was very cool. And I never met baby Groot, and I wanted to.
So I want to
bring it back. We're bringing it back.
They need a more realistic Star-Lord, though.
Well, you can't get Chris Pratt there every day.
Well, no, but get one that has like his character down.
What else is he doing?
Guardians 3.
Not all the time.
Actually, I think right now they're working on the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Which, did you say that Mark Hamill
responded
to that today? That was funny. Now there's a rumor that he might be in it, and I'm all for that.
That'd be cool.
All right, Jason, what's your next one?
My next one, so I initially read this as these were all like character meet and greets, not attractions and stuff. So my next one was Grandmother Willow from Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it'd be cool to have a tree that you can go talk to and she would give you, you know, advice and stuff.
I literally just had that. It was a tree you can talk to.
but a wise tree.
I'm with you.
Who speaks English. Not Groot.
I'm pretty sure the answer is going to be I am Groot. That's the best line in that whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I love Grandmother Willow. That'd be cool. Like, it was like a giant willow tree, like in the movie. Kind of similar. You could probably have it like next to the Moana waterfall.
Yeah.
Or water feature or whatever. Fountains.
I would rather have Grandmother Willow than whatever they're going to do with that water fountain.
Or just a clearing somewhere. Maybe
Far Wilderness.
No, like Rivers of America. No.
Oh, like on the banks of the...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Somewhere. But you go up to her and she can give you like Dear Abby type of advice. Like, oh, my man's cheating on me. What should I do, Grandmother Willow?
Quake, quake, not too wrong.
Pretty sure the answer is going to be I am Groot.
So, that's...
Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. Huh. On Sundays, you get Dear Abby and Miss Manners.
Sure. All right, Michael, what's your next one?
All right, my next one's going to take us over to Disney's Hollywood Studios, and it's going to be Bolt and Penny.
I love them.
From the hit movie Bolt.
That's when they were getting their mojo back.
I should go watch that again. Not now. I should watch that again.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, he was a cool character, and they have had Bolt meet and greets before, like big characters in the parks, but it was such a for a short period of time. But since Bolt is the star of a movie franchise in the film and it's a big character, I think Hollywood Studios would be perfect.
Well, he wasn't a very big dog.
Well, no, but he was popular. So you could have a over-the-top stunt show. That would be like the beginning of the movie where he's like jumping over helicopters and stuff.
Oh, that would be awesome!
So, yeah.
Yeah, that Cars Land was. I mean, Cars Stunt Show.
Yeah.
That's where Galaxy's Edge is.
Or somewhere else, but just somewhere where...
Just letting you know.
A Bolt themed stunt show, but it involves dogs and it's like over the top, like it's super dramatic.
Not real dogs, though.
It could be real dogs.
I don't know about that. Oh, everybody that lets their dog stay at the best friend's pet care, they just ship them over there and like train them to be in the Bolt show. There were certainly no editing problems there.
Good one, Will.
You know what? Bolt was good. I like this idea, Michael.
Thank you.
All right. My next one is a better idea.
Oh. Well, maybe.
It is. It's Moana. And not a water fountain, not a water feature.
She could be in the water fountain area.
She's not. They haven't. If she was going to be there, they would have said it, by the way.
No, it's inspired by Moana.
It's not even. I'm not happy.
Your problem with water fountains is in Central Florida, the water just gets hot.
I don't know. Epcot has... Sorry to interrupt your segment, Will.
But no, please.
Epcot has a good track record with awesome fountains. That's all I have to say.
But not water fountains, because they are warm. They should be called warm-ter fountains.
No, they have like the... They have the jumping fountains, they have the upside-down waterfall, and then they have that giant fountain that shot like 100 feet in the air.
And they have a trespass notice for you if you try to drink those.
Well, yeah.
You know, that big giant fountain, it was just in the way. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Which one?
The big one with the jumping water and all that in the middle of the park there.
No.
It was in the way. It was hard to get around there sometimes.
Well, it's not there anymore.
I know it's not there anymore.
But I meant the jumping water over by the Imagination.
I know, like, but then things. You talked about the other one too, big one. Anyway, Moana.
Yeah.
Number one, I was only going to do a meet and greet until I also read on yours that you were doing attractions on here. So I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. We're going to do a Moana boat ride, dark ride. I don't have all the details because this isn't an armchair Imagineering episode. But you'll also have a Moana and Maui meet and greet on the side too. Because they had that Moana meet and greet, but not up for very long. I don't know what happened near the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, and they had one. We went to one at Hollywood. There was one at Hollywood Studios and One Man's Dream. There was a Moana.
So Moana,
there was one in the...
I know Disneyland had one, too.
Yeah, in the Bugs Life Theater.
See, what?
Yeah. Really? When we were there, yeah.
That's weird.
I think so. Like, they were shutting down Bugs Life, so they put Moana in there.
Fine. She needs to have a permanent addition because her movie is that good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I like it.
The way Michael was looking, I think I may not.
Probably made that part up. That's fine.
I just don't remember it. I remember it being a One Man's Dream, though.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
Never have, Will.
And in fact, go again, Jason.
Next up, we have Zootopia. There is little to no representation of Zootopia anywhere that I know of. So let's get on that land. Let's build that land. Put a monorail going from conservation station over to the petting zoo and just turn that petting zoo into Zootopia. Petting Zootopia is what they'll call it.
They can do better
than that. No, they'll call it Zootopia, and there won't be a petting zoo there because that's garbage.
And that's rude to the Zootopia characters if you just go over there to pet them.
Yeah.
They're people, too.
Yeah. Consent is a thing.
It was like when they were trying to pet Rocket. Right. Yeah, we've talked about this before, but it's high time Zootopia and Moana get permanent attractions and not the water feature. You can buy a water feature at Home Depot. Like,
you can have more than one thing.
I'm sorry. I am underwhelmed by this Moana presentation they had at D23.
It's inspired by Moana.
I know. That makes it even worse. They have a water fountain inspired by an amazing movie, and then they had a whole cherry tree lane that they just cut off. Why don't they cut off the water feature?
They had reasons. They'd already started work on the water, on that area of the park.
Whatever.
Yep. They erased it just like they erased Princess Kida.
You need to look it up and actually make sure you're pronouncing that correctly.
I looked it up.
Did you look up that it was the right name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
K-I-D-A.
Okay. Anything else for Zootopia Land, Jason?
No, rides, the whole thing.
Got it, yeah.
Whole treatment.
This isn't that episode, but yeah.
Yeah, I think one of us has suggested it on an armchair imagination.
Yeah,
it needs to happen.
We're pretty prescient with these things, so it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we said so on the show.
I called the Baby Groot thing this morning, so I don't know, we'll see what happens. All right, Michael, next.
The next one is the Rocketeer, which we have also talked about before, but mm-hmm. I think there needs to be more of a Rocketeer presence at Disney's Hollywood Studios, more than like the gift shop that used to have Rocketeer stuff in there. But have like a character meet and greet and have a roller coaster type attraction. I would be perfectly fine if they changed Rock and Roller Coaster to be Rocketeer themed or build something new. More Rocketeer.
Is it new Rocketeer or old Rocketeer?
Classic Rocketeer.
There's a new Rocketeer?
Isn't there a cartoon?
Yeah, there's an animated. It's
Is it out yet? I don't even know.
I think so. Hmm. I think it's like a girl. A girl Rocketeer.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has a different name, but I think it's just the Rocketeer.
A Rocket.
I'm pretty sure her name isn't Cliff.
No, it's not Cliff.
Cliff Secord. Could be. I don't know.
But yeah, we need more Rocketeer.
I agree with you. I love the Rocketeer. You didn't like the Rocketeer, right?
No, it was boring.
No, you're wrong.
It's too long.
He beat Nazis.
Pacing problems.
Any movie it's where you punch Nazis in the face.
Yeah, and he doesn't start Rocketeering until the last 12 seconds.
Rocketeer. We need more Rocketeer.
I like it. Good movie. Let's get a ride in there. It's probably too late for it,
good
though.
Music. Now they're bringing back Tron.
Yeah, but Tron had a sequel.
Yeah.
Good answer. Yeah, shut up. All right.
Rocketeer's going to have a roller coaster type attraction.
All right. My next one. Two characters that we have not seen at all, but everybody else in their film, all the other main characters have meet and greets. Kristoff and Sven.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They're nowhere to be found except in Frozen Ever After, and everybody loves Sven.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like that movie, if you don't like Sven, come on, get out of here. I mean, Sven's great.
I don't remember, but we watched the Frozen sing-along thing. Is he in that? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
So. I feel like we've seen him.
I know Kristoff is.
Maybe he was in that cavalcade.
Maybe, yeah.
Kristoff.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Kristoff definitely. I thought you were talking about Sven.
I was talking about Sven. Yeah,
Kristoff's definitely in the sing-along.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're both in Frozen Ever After.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just use the same animatronic and dumb it down.
Multiple Svens.
Yeah. Just use one of those and, you know, he can just move his head around and blink. That's fine. That's good enough. It needs to be stationary so you can take a picture with him. That's all I really care about. I love Sven and Kristoff, and they need to, and we'll just put him in there with Anna and Elsa in Norway. The lines will always be shorter, I imagine, but that's fine. I would go meet them in lieu of Anna and Elsa.
They could do like an 80s ballad together.
That'd be, Michael, you're making it even better.
Neither Anna or Elsa are princesses, just BT-dub.
Well, Anna's a queen.
Yeah, but not a princess.
Well, she was a princess.
But not anymore.
Well, she was, though, in the first movie.
So you can't be like, oh, we
she's Ruffle better than Kida, you know, because I don't know how to pronounce her name.
We know how to pronounce her name?
You just literally had to watch part of the movie to confirm.
No, I knew it the whole time.
Okay. Is this your last one? Yeah. All right, Jason. Last one.
All right. The last one, after Will's wish to get the contract dispute undisputed, let's get that Marvel Fifth Gate.
It's, just do it.
You know, I would say it is Disney's most successful and consistent franchise. And there is a ton of stuff that you can pull from that you could probably get a full Fifth Gate out of. You can get the Avengers campus. You put a New York in there. You put a Wakanda in there. What else?
Asgard,
yep. And then Krakoa, the X-Men's
fine
land.
Madripoor.
You I put mean, booze get, in Madripoor.
We're getting new stuff every day. You can go meet Wanda and Vision in their sitcom house.
Yep. Yeah.
Get it. I'm with it.
Like, it's there's plenty of ideas for lands.
Too many, honestly.
Yeah, plenty of stuff. In Wakanda, you do some kind of...
What's your icon?
Huh?
What's your icon?
Avengers Tower.
Okay.
Wakanda, you do some kind of flight thing on those flying deals. You're flying around, shooting purple stuff.
Again, there's a... It's of any franchise, like, it deserves a Fifth Gate.
Yeah.
More than just a few lands here and there.
Yeah. Star Wars.
They could do it.
With the effort that they put into Galaxy's Edge and how great it is, they could do it. But I think Marvel would make more sense. Because I feel like
wise.
It, theme park wise. Yeah. And I also feel like it has probably more. More of your everyday fans, right? Like more casuals.
They certainly they haven't had the any faltering like Star Wars has, except for the Inhumans. But nobody saw it anyway, so don't worry about
it. And
that.
It doesn't count.
What TV? I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Well, you guys are gonna be very pleased come August of 2028.
Really.
Just wait till that D23. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. You don't know Jack.
You heard it here, folks.
One of us may be moving back and forth through time.
Put it on your calendar right now, Michael.
It's already there.
Let me see.
In the future.
Put it on your calendar, and we should do a bet. See if they have it resolved by August of 2028. Stuart and I had a bet about Avatar Land, and he gave me $20.
Good.
He said it wouldn't last a couple of years because nobody wanted to see it or something. I don't remember. But after the show, Michael, we're putting that on the putting that on the calendar.
Okay, August 2028. That's all I'm saying.
All right,
that's when it's announced, not opening. Just got it. FYI. Yeah.
No, it'll take like 10 years to build.
Yeah.
All right, Michael, your last one.
All right, my last one is going to take us back to Epcot, specifically Future World, and this is going to be the pair of Wally and Eve.
Love it.
And they're going to roam around and like Wally will open his thing and give you a flower, like a plant and stuff.
Lovely. Mm-hmm.
And you can have your
Eve
picture.
Float?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, they showed.
How are they going to do that?
They showed a demo at the lightsaber thing. I don't have a video of it to show you, but apparently it was really cool.
It's like a tape measure, Will.
Stop lying to me, Michael.
They'll figure it out. Imagine.
Oh, yeah. They could do it like they do Miguel.
What?
What?
Just have somebody floating in front of a stick.
No, I was thinking
like a puppet. Yeah,
I was thinking Eve would be right next to Wally, so her little wing would be like actually touching Wally, but that would actually be the support thing that's holding.
Maybe
her
they'll
up.
Just figure out anti-grav. That might be easier.
Yeah.
What about drones?
They're loud.
Quiet drones.
Ah, that's what they need to figure out.
Yeah.
Because when are we going to see more of those drone shows?
Yeah, look, Disney hover technology that we have these days, it's easy.
They're just loud. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Sounds good, Michael.
Yeah, Wally and Eve.
Are they going to be like actual size, or are you going to plus them up a little bit?
I think you could plus them up a little bit,
yeah.
But not like oversized. But
not
I
like the life-size Muppets that are off-putting.
No. They would be
size Muppets.
They would at least be proportional to what they look like in the movie.
Yeah.
But I think Wally and Eve, I mean, I think they're like the perfect characters to have at Epcot, either old Epcot or new Epcot, just like that kind of futuristic stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And they need some more roaming characters when that's a thing again.
Yeah.
Because currently we don't really have many, except in Galaxy's Edge.
And they have that Muppet Flap that goes around, or at least it did like a year or two ago at Epcot. Yeah. But that always would draw a crowd.
And a trash can.
Yes.
And Lucky the dinosaur that was short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Vine? Divine?
Divine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Also slightly creepy, just every time, by the way.
Yeah,
well, maybe just me.
I think it's just you.
Probably. All right, I'm going to wrap it up with my final two, and it's, again, nothing groundbreaking here.
Final two?
Well, I mean, they're a pair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh, yeah. That's
Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's. I'm honestly shocked they haven't done a Baby Yoda meet and greet yet.
Is this pod going to float?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, I mean, you're not going to walk around with it, so you can easily figure that one out. But he will have good animatronic Yodas, Baby Yodas, they sell right now.
Yeah.
Plus this up a little bit better.
Yeah.
It'll be great. He can look at you. He can make things float in the air and stuff like that. Everybody do the Force with Baby Yoda.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if the pandemic hadn't have happened, if this they would have had.
I don't know, man. Like,
I feel like they would have.
I feel like that Grogu. I want to call him by his real name.
Yeah,
the digital shot seems like a placeholder. I really do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I think we can put it over there with Star Tours. Although eventually, I think we're gonna move away from the locked in time period of Galaxy's Edge. It seems like that's just my theory. So we could probably get them roaming around at some point, or at least the Mandalorian, and have Grogu's gonna need a dedicated meet and greet.
Well, Grogu would still be alive in the time frame.
He's still alive right now, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, still be like a baby,
unless he was killed in Order 66. Oh. No, wait, that's a different time.
No, it's
period.
Like before.
Yeah. Anyway, Kyle could have taken care of him. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
that'll be real sad in that seventh season of The Mandalorian. But anyway, I mean, this is a no-brainer, right? I mean, just
come yeah. On.
I really do think it might have. I agree with you, Jason. I think it might have happened already had we not been sidelined for a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Anything else?
No, I think those are some good ideas.
Yeah,
I agree. Princess Kida. Where is she? All right, if you want to find out where she is, why don't you go look on tfppodcast.com? You won't find her there. I'm just going to be honest with you. But you should go there anyway. You can also find us on Instagram and Reddit @tfppodcast or on Twitter @tfp_podcast. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher. And we have some pretty awesome t-shirts over at shop.tfppodcast.com. And we have some exclusive Patreon-only content that's available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/TFPpodcast. That's all I got. Anything else?
August 2028.
We're going to find out.
Coming soon.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
And now Walt Disney World president has announced that this will... I left out an article.
Oh, man. What
and now Walt Disney
World. Walt Disney World president.
Oh, you should read it just like that.
And now Walt Vladimir Disney Putin. World president has announced that this will indeed happen in mid-May. Like right before you go up the lift hill, you go through like...
While you're going up the lift hill.
Yeah, like Mama Rabbit's house and she's like this. Operating. Yeah. It's weird.
The music's in the Walt Disney World version. There's just no scenes with it, and the music.
I don't remember that.
It's really quiet compared to the other side. At Disneyland, it's really loud.
Yeah,
I have no memory of that. I think I was probably just nervous that whole time. It's cold. This is dumb.
I'm gonna get wet.
And then I didn't get that wet. Everybody else, Stuart and I, were fine. Everybody else had to go change.
I had
clothes.
Like one cheek wet. Jason got really wet though.
Yeah, because I was in the.
But it took them like 30 seconds to walk to the hotel and go get changed, which was great. Anyway.
Wishes.
See, you already quit paying attention. You didn't even finish the segment.
Yep, I was doing puzzles.
I can't turn the Braves game on because I can't figure out the password.
Yeah, but that's my thing. I'm distracted.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And handsome.
That's my thing.
Yeah, that is your thing.
It's your thing too.
Yeah.
But not to brag about it.
Right.
Oh.
Will always says that he's handsome.
And humble.
Now that's my thing.
Hmm? You know what my thing is?
What?
News. You can learn a lot of things from the flowers.
for especially in the month of June.